This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time now for the Christian War Room with your host, Michael Schonborn. Now, here's Michael.
Yeah, thank you, Dave, for this introduction there. Okay, we've got a really interesting speaker. I have to say, I'm quite impressed by what this journalist has got to say. Her name is Iben Tranholm. You may have heard her yesterday and the day before here on BPN Radio, on Seismic Radio, but she's quite an amazing speaker. She is politically highly incorrect and hits the nail on the head, to use this German idiom. And anyway, she is talking about the crisis in Europe. There's a Norwegian interviewer. And she interviews Iben, and she looks at the issues which are quite prevalent in Europe, and they are quite manifold. And it looks at secular humanism, cultural Marxism, and a lot more interesting aspects of what has been happening in Europe. And to some extent, we can see that the same is happening in America. When we look at the United States, we've got pretty much the divide, sort of the 50-50 divide. Half, conservative, good old American values. The other half, pretty much taken in by cultural Marxism. They're taken in by humanism, by secular humanism, and reject the traditional American culture, traditional Christian American culture, and the Christian heritage of the nation. And for us, it's a big, big challenge to reach out to these people. In order to reach out to them, we need to understand what they are thinking and how they view the world. Now, we are looking at the war room, and the war room is all about trying to understand the enemy, trying to understand what the enemy is doing to the people we are trying to reach out to. And that is part of this talk, to try and have a look a little bit on the other side. What is happening? What makes these people think? Why are they thinking the way they are? And what are the main issues in their lives? Okay, so stay tuned here at BPN Radio and Seismic Radio. I have to say that not all opinions expressed here on this radio show are necessarily the views of the management of BPN Radio. Okay.
Iben Tranholm, very welcome to the Herland Report. We are here in Scandinavia, and it's an honor to speak to you. You are one of the most feared Danish theologians and opposers to the illiberal authoritarianism we see engulfing the West today with structures that somehow have ended up hating and working against precisely those religious and traditional and historical values that founded Europe and that made the West such a great civilization. Today we see this breaking down before our very eyes, and you have said that the main problem in Europe really is that we are losing our spirituality. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think the main problem in Europe, and for the whole Western world, it also goes for the USA, is that we are in a deep spiritual crisis and nobody has yet discovered it. And I think if you want to understand what's going on in the world today, you need to have a spiritual dimension. You cannot only understand what's going on in this world from a political point of view for the time being. I think we are in a huge spiritual warfare, and not just a political struggle when it comes to Russia, when it comes to Islam. It's mainly about spirituality. And in the West, our lack of spirituality and our misunderstanding of those spiritual matters. Because there is no political freedom without spiritual freedom. And that's what we have not understood yet. And, you know, politics is really ethical. And underneath all sorts of political ideologies, you will find spirituality. And for the time being, we have a very anti-Christian ideology, which I think is the second coming of Marxism in the West. Because I think most of people in the in the Western world has become cultural Marxist without knowing it. And Marxism is not only about economical reforms and redistribution of financial goods, it's an anti-Christian ideology that claims that the world would be a much better place without Christianity. And that's why we have seen for decades that Christianity has been broken down in the Western world to replace it with something that is just very nihilistic, because that it has actually not been replaced with anything except from I think that many of the Marxists was just aping Christianity. It is the same sort of virtues, but it's just without any kind of religious or spiritual content. And now we see what kind of catastrophe this has been, because the Western world is so vulnerable to all its enemies, because we have no moral compass, we have no spiritual foundation, so we are very, very fragile and very vulnerable. We just haven't discovered it yet, and that's the big tragedy.
I think we're on the verge of maybe discovering it. Thinking about the European immigration crisis, we have the refugee crisis, we're bombing all the other nations, and then we're so shocked that millions come here as refugees. I mean, the lack of the greed in our financial institutions, the way a small, rich elite has taken control over our democracy. I mean, we're really on the verge of finding out what happens when the U.S. has $20 trillion in debt, and what, I mean, on the political scale even, this is reflected. I mean, the old values of modesty and humility, for example, to be a giver, not only a taker. Many of these values that were so present in the historical pool of values in European history as well, that you, trustworthiness, honesty, fidelity, when you rip a culture of those values, what then happens? And now we have Islam entering the scene in Europe and helping a lot of young people to find the meaning of life, it seems.
Yes, but I think we're very busy with trying to promote democracy everywhere in the world. We are supporting revolutions because we want to implement democracy all over the world. But we should really deal with our own moral corruption first, because I think the West is deeply morally corrupt. We might have nice societies, welfare societies, and from a materialistic point of view, we're doing very well, but we have a deep moral corruption. So I think this is one of the reasons why we have difficulties also with Islam, is because we haven't understood the importance of our lack of faith, so to say. It's very important to understand that the reason why that Islam is able to take over is because that we are so weak in our spirituality. I mean, a weak Christianity means a strong Islam, and that's what we haven't understood, because whenever some terror attack will happen or happens here in the West, the media tells you immediately, and the politicians, that it has nothing to do with religion, even though it's clear that those people, they are doing it for religious purposes. We are told that this is not true. A Canadian report just came out where some researchers has been talking to those fighters in Syria, people from Europe that went to Syria to fight for Islamic State. And whenever we talk about those young people, we say, oh, it's because they had a poor upbringing, they are in lack of education, and it's all these social justice arguments. But when they interviewed those young people, they said they only did it because of their faith in Allah and because they wanted their life to have a meaning. Whenever you see a terror attack, the media are very quick to say, oh, this is a criminal. This is a criminal. He was in jail and it's just another criminal. It's nothing to do with Islam. That's a lie, because the reason why it's so easy for those imams or preachers in the prisons to make those young men believe in Islam is because they need to have a meaning with life. And maybe they want to redeem themselves because they're criminals. So they're being offered a meaning. So if you go out and kill yourself, you can redeem yourself and you can go to paradise. So for once, he can do something right, morally right. And this is what he wants to do. So it's all about meaning. And when they come into the West, they see that we have no belief in God. So there has even been a lot of cases where women that were did not wear headcloth or jihabs at home where they came from their Muslim countries. They put it on when they came to the West because they needed to strengthen their religious identity, because here nobody believes in God. So I think this is a huge problem, and it's really a problem that it has become a taboo that we cannot talk about religion because of this anti-religious ideology that says religion has no importance. So as long as we are in this spiritual crisis, I don't think we will be able to defeat Islam, actually, because it takes a stronger faith to conquer Islam. And the reason why that they are so successful here is because we have this spiritual vacuum, which nobody's talking about. And I would really like to address that, because this spiritual vacuum is extremely important to address, because if we don't fill it up with our own belief system or our Christian faith, another religion will take over, because society cannot live without religion. I mean, in Russia, during the Soviet time, communism was a substitute for religion. That's why Stalin wanted Lenin to be on this mausoleum, because he wanted a saint people could go and venerate. So you need to have the structure of a religion if you want to survive. So we as a society. So we are the first society or civilization in the world history that says, holiness doesn't matter. God doesn't matter. Do whatever you want. And we see it's not going very well. So if we don't come back to, I would say, eternal moral values, I think the end of the Europe you and I know is really very soon. Soon we will see that our culture will collapse.
It's interesting what you're mentioning there, also pertaining to Islam, because we see this in Oslo, that thousands of ethnic Norwegians flock to Islam and convert. And when you see the photographs, for example, of the many, many, many mosques in Oslo, and some of them really big on the Friday prayers, you'll see like a thousand people or more gathering outside of the church, and with their all prostrating and praying. And then you know there's so many inside, and there's like a thousand laying around on the grass outside, and they're all praying. Imagine them, you know, the fellowship, to be honest, and maybe not the love, but I mean the communion. It's got to be a very strong, and we know that Islam too is a spiritual religion that has a lot to offer for many young people, probably, who come from the hedonistic, nihilistic Western society where life has no meaning, death has no meaning, nothing has a meaning. The only thing that has a meaning is to be rich and wealthy and some Hollywood, beautiful Hollywood star or something like that. I mean, we're so enticed by materialism, but we don't have the spiritualism. And Islam, frankly, is quite a strict thing. I mean, give to the poor, you know? Mm-hmm. Be kind to your parents. Respect your father. There's a fierceness. There's a no and there's a yes. Dress properly. You know what I mean? There's a stick to your family. Listen to your father. You know, obey God. And many of the young people in the West, there's no rules or regulations in any possible way. I can understand so well why many come to Islam. And I think in the years to come, we'll see a flood of new ethnic Scandinavians becoming Muslims, because the Christians evaporated and went into thin air. I don't know what happened to the church. It's just not there anymore in a spiritual way. It's become a political club.
I don't know if you have noticed that many women's magazines are now flirting with the headcloth. So it's becoming a little bit fashionable among young women to wear the headcloth. You see it everywhere in Denmark. Also fashion magazines, now that they're trying to put, you know, the headcloth even on Scandinavian women. And I think you will see a lot of young women convert to Islam in the future, because already in Denmark every week a lot of young women are converting to Islam. Recently there was a Danish program on TV made from the National TV Broadcast Corporation, and it was interesting to see, because they all told it was not because they were going to marry a Muslim man, but they simply on a free basis have chosen to convert to Islam. And they all came from chaotic backgrounds with violence, divorce, alcohol, you know, the way we used to live in the 60s and in the 70s, and all those children that were out of those families. So they were looking for structure. They were looking for rituals and some kind of rhythm. And I think for children today, young people who come from those chaotic, divided families, it's almost a relief to become a Muslim, because there is an answer for everything. And we don't even have any existential answer to that they want to kill us because of their faith. We just say, well, we have to re-evaluate our counter terrorism program or whatever. We don't want to address the topic that they're killing us because of their faith, because they see us as infidels. That's why they kill us. They see us as infidels, and they want us to convert. And if we don't want to do it on a free basis, they will do it with a sword. And we don't want to talk about it. So we say Islam is a peaceful religion, and everybody can see it's not true for all Muslims, at least. And I think this spiritual crisis is much more deep than we know, and it's causing all the problems. I think if we had been a very strong Christian culture, Muslims would not really have been visible. They would have been a kind of minority, and we would not have had all these problems. It's simply because of the spiritual vacuum. I like to use the image from the New Testament, where Jesus talks about the empty house that is tied, unoccupied, and then the unclean spirit comes back. I mean, the spirit left the house to roam around to find somewhere else to live, and then it decides to go back. And when it sees that the house is empty, it takes another 7 unclean spirits with it. So it becomes even worse than it was before. And then Jesus says, this is what happened to this evil generation. And I think he could talk about us, because we have lost our moral compass. So we don't know anymore what is good and what is evil and what is true and what is false. It means that we are completely, we twist things. We call evil good, we call good evil. And that's why, I mean, all sorts of other spiritualities have free access to us, and we don't know how to say no. We don't know what is good and what is right. So that's why we have no argument why we should say no. That's why you see all these debates on TV where people are discussing, is it fair that, for instance, an anchor woman on TV would wear the headcloth? You know, all these sorts of cases. And we don't really have an argument why she should not wear this headcloth. Because we don't have, we could say we are Christian culture, we don't like that, because our Christian faith tells us something else about who is the woman. So you don't do that in our country. You can do it at home, but not in public, because we are Christian culture. But we don't dare to say that, because we are not a Christian culture anymore. So we have lost this kind of spiritual foundation, and that's why we don't know how to make rules anymore.
And it's a paradox as well, I find, that it's 150 years ago now, approximately, Auguste Comte, we've had a tendency to solely and only believe in, or the ideal has been to solely acknowledge the material world. In other words, only that which I can watch and see and touch is exists. In other words, love doesn't exist because I can't see love or watch love. You know, I mean, so there's a whole range of things so easily understandable that you omit. And man is a spiritual being. And if you don't even feed in any way the spiritual man, I mean, the kind of emptiness you get.
But I would like to challenge you a little bit on that, because I think it's a myth that the secular society is not spiritual, because at least in Denmark, there is a lot of, I would say, some kind of new age spirituality going on. I mean, people believe in all sorts of mysterious things like clairvoyance and, you know, healing in all sorts of ways. They have no problem with that. But as soon as it is Christian, they completely reject it. It's because we are living in an age where there is a very, very, very strong anti-Christian spirit. Because, I mean, you can't hardly get a massage anywhere in Denmark without being healed. I mean, I don't like that. So I always ask whenever I enter such a clinic and say, well, I mean, can I get this without you're going to heal me? And many times they said, no, I will use a little healing. I said, no, that's not for me. I don't want your energy being transported into me. So I think it's a myth. People are very spiritual, but they're just pagans. They're going back to I mean, all the pagan heresies. So it's not New Age, it's Old Age, which was before Christianity. So I can't believe that people would entertain spiritualities before Christianity came into the world to put an end to darkness and to give us love and light and spirit and freedom and peace. We are rejecting all this. And you see, we are living in this culture of death and darkness because people are actually practicing those dark spiritualities, yoga. I think yoga is very evil, so to say. I know that it's something many people in today's world, they practice. But I think you open up your body to all sorts of spiritualities. And if you have no spiritual discernment, you were not told as a child how to discern a spirit. You open to all sorts of spirit, and they will contact you eventually. You know, I was doing a lot of research in Rome where I talked to exorcists about modern people's relationship with spirituality, and they have an increased demand from people who have been practicing all those New Age spiritualities, because they get sick and they need to talk to a priest. It's something that is not really out in the mainstream media, but there is a huge demand now for priests who can help people who have this kind of darkness inside them because they because they practice all this. So there are so many people that are looking for therapy because they don't have any kind of faith, they don't go to church, so they need to go to the therapist. And many of those therapists will introduce them to all kinds of spiritualities to get healed. So I think it's not true. I think actually there are a lot of spiritualities, but it's some kind of pagan, dark spirituality.
Yes, and also plainly looking at society, the way we have such immense amounts of social problems today and social issues. I mean, Norway, for example, is one of the leading countries for suicide for young men. We have an epic wave of drug misuse also in the United States, for example, and a culture of abortion. Nobody speaks about the effects of that. So there's just such a whole array of social issues and alcoholism and that really, you know, engulfs us.
I once talked to a lady who was married to a Russian Orthodox priest, and she said this to me: if you don't pray, you're just the toy of the devil, she said. If you stop praying, you will be just the toy of the devil. And I think this is what we are. We're just, I mean, the toys that the devil uses. You see how people, they are persuaded to entertain a kind of freedom that has nothing to do with God. It's not God's freedom, but it's their own freedom. And then destruction awaits them, because this is actually kind of self-destructive society. We're destructing ourselves. If we turn our backs against God and he doesn't give us his blessing, you will just, you know, self-destruct yourself. So it means that you're just going to crumble. I mean, your whole personality will start to crumble, and society will crumble as well if we abandon the faith. And this is what is happening, especially in Scandinavia, but all over Europe, all over the Western world. You see societies crumbling and people's lives are just, you know, disintegrating. And in the end, they want to commit suicide. When I talked to this exorcist in Rome, he was the chief exorcist in the Vatican, he said people think that all their thoughts are their own, but that's not the case, because the demon can easily slip a thought into your mind, say, I think you should try this, some kind of suggestion. And then you say, okay, yeah, I would try this drug, or I would try to go with these people, I'll try to do whatever, some kind of spirituality. And then it looks good, of course, because evil always presents itself as something that is good and something you want. But in the end, there is a price, and that's destruction. And this is what we see all over our society, this kind of destruction. And people rather would like to be dead than alive. They support abortion. They support euthanasia. So it's a very, very short piece of time within their lives that they think it's worth being alive. It's really tragic.
I so agree with you on the question of death. Really, our Western culture is turning into a culture of death. For example, we've had a feminism that idealizes women not giving birth. You're subjugated to the man. If you breastfeed, you're not supposed to. I mean, it's an androgyn culture. Everybody's supposed to be the same. The man is supposed to become a woman. The woman is supposed to become a man. And she's not to give. I mean, and the culture of abortion, one of the effects of that then eventually is that we don't have the same population anymore. Look at Italy and many of the European countries, we don't reproduce. So I'm just wondering, why are people saying, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? The Muslims are taking over. Of course they're taking over. They love children still, and we don't. It's such a big point for us not to beget children. And if we do, it's very vital to remove the fetus. So who's going to take care of you when you're old? And how is our culture going to survive if you don't give birth to even our own children we do not want? So it really is a culture of death.
Yes, but it is still the same sin that is being repeated, because what did the snake say to Eve? He said, well, don't listen to God. I mean, you can do much better on your own. If you eat this apple, I mean, you can be free and you can do whatever you want and life will be wonderful. It was the same lie. So we have been deceived once more. That by not being women in the traditional sense, not taking care of our children, not being married and have a lot of kids, we would be more free. And today, many women feel extremely lonely and stressed out because they didn't make it. They didn't make it with the family. Many women today did not even have a child, and they feel extremely sad and lonely. So again, there is this destruction. Of course, when you're young, you think, okay, everything is fine. Maybe one day I'll have some children. And one day it's too late because time is up and you regret it. So that there is always a price when you play with demons. And I think this is what we have been introduced to without knowing it, that this was kind of demonic, a kind of demonic play we were into.
Thank you very much, Iben Tranholm, for joining us here at the Herland Report, speaking about European values and how we have lost the respect for the spiritual values that once used to be so strong in Europe and our traditional and historical heritage. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, that was Iben Tranholm, broadcaster for the Danish Broadcasting Association. Very interesting talk. She made a lot of valid points in her talk, and that's the reason why we've got her on here in the war room here at BPN Radio. Hope you could get something out of the talk. You can always go back to the talk if you want to listen to it again and to other talks as well. Please go to christianwarroom.com. So it's www.christianwarroom.com. And just go to the audio section, and it should be talk number 37, I think. It's 39. Okay, but round about there, you can find it. The talk is called Europe, Deep Spiritual Crisis by Iben Tranholm. Okay, let's pray. Lord, we want to thank you that we have got hope in you. And we want to thank you, Lord, that you have called us out of this generation to reach out to this generation. And we want to thank you, Lord, for the truth you have shown us, which we know is in you. Lord, we pray that you will give us the wisdom, the strength, the opportunity, and the aggressiveness which we need to reach out to this generation who has lost the plot, who are looking to false religions, who are looking to paganism, to Islam, to other false religions, in hope of finding some stability in their lives. We pray, Lord, that you will give us the wisdom, that you will give us the strength and the voice to tell this generation about you, to let them know that you are real, that you are true, that you are the only source of true peace, love, and hope. And we pray, Lord, give us revival, Lord. Don't let this generation go to hell. We pray for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
For the past half hour, you've been listening to the Christian War Room with host Michael Sean Bourne. For more information on how you can participate or find out more about the Christian War Room, simply go to christianwarroom.com. That's christianwarroom.com.